3D animation uses computer-generated images, CGI, to create animated scenes that appear realistic. Simply put, it's about animating images that appear in a three-dimensional space. These images can be moved and rotated like real objects, for example, in a cartoon. A career in 3D animation involves creating 3D moving images using computer software. These images are made with the use of digital models. Interestingly, after the models have been created, details are added, such as hair, clothing, skin, and any other item that completes the scene. Approximately 150 young people are set to benefit from a project that should see them accessing training in 3D animation. The Creative Industries Education and Employment Program, CEEP, is geared at preparing participants to take up lucrative jobs within the $230 billion global animation industry. It aims to equip participants with international industry standard training in 3D animation for feature films and involves partnership between the Youth Employment in the Digital and Animation Industry, YEDAI Project, and the Carlos Agüello Foundation. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley says the initiative is part of efforts by the government to position Jamaica as a regional leader in the animation industry.
I see numerous opportunities that exist in this particular industry. You will also have the option of turning out world-class 3D animation projects at local animation studios that will be set up during phase two of this program.
Pointing out that many of Jamaica's animators are self-taught, Dr. Wheatley says the project will help to enhance the skills and talents of the participants.
Natural talent, skill, and aptitude is good. However, through this training program, these skills and talents will be bolstered and our animators made more marketable through the international best practices and tips that will be passed on during the course of this program.
The program is being implemented in two phases. Phase one of the 10-month initiative is comprised of five modules, each specializing in a different area of the production process for full 3D animation feature films. These modules cover design and modeling 3D environments, animation and rigging specializing in face visuals for animated films, model and character rigging, and 3D character animation. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology Hilary Alexander says participants will be evaluated at the end of each module, and those who have acquired the skills will go on to phase two of the project, the employment phase.
The Creative Industries Education and Employment Program represents the heart of the objective of youth employment in the digital and animation industries project and its job creation for young Jamaicans. And with the partnerships that we have, it's only going to be success.
Acting Country Manager for the World Bank, Carlene Francis, says the bank is helping to revitalize the Jamaican economy. She says the World Bank's program in Jamaica is based on a country strategy developed in partnership with the government, where emphasis is being placed on micro and small enterprises, such as those in the creative industries.
We are very proud that the YEDAI project was designed to create jobs in the animation and digital industries. And we are definitely confident that YEDAI will definitely contribute to job creation and the achievement of growth.
Meanwhile, President of JAMPRO, Diane Edwards, is expressing confidence in the program, adding that her agency will be actively seeking to develop the local animation industry to attract further investments. Under the program, job opportunities are available to animators, graphic designers, web designers, video and film editors, among others. The YEDAI program is an initiative under the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology, operating through a $20 million World Bank loan with a goal of training and providing employment for youth in the digital and animation industries.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.